and welcome to another episode of the Black and White Thinking Podcast. I once again just got the intro wrong and we're recording it again. We're going to get there. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Clearly, I'm tired. I thought I'd planned out today really well and we were going to get all this stuff done and I was going to catch up on work, and then other stuff just happened and the things I noted I was going to do, I've not done. So, and we're getting ready to go out for our movie night. And then I'm in meetings from 10 o'clock tomorrow, so.
Sure, it'll be all right. You can rest on your dad, isn't that what they say?
Yeah, except you always tell me, no, you need to find a balance. Once you close your laptop.
Well, it don't sound like Tyson Fury when I say it.
Did I say that? Ah! So basically, I don't try and do an accent. I do an Irish one quite well. Is that what I'm hearing?
He's not Irish.
But he's a... Aren't gypsies, don't they sound Irish?
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on. This was not supposed to be the conversation, but I'm now so confused. Because I thought they were Irish gypsies.
Yeah, I think they might originally be Irish, but he's English.
Yeah, okay.
And he sounds Northern.
So I sounded like myself. Oh, right. So today's podcast, we are talking about online dating versus meeting in real life, which one's better. But the reason that we're also doing this, we've had quite a few questions recently asking how we met. So it also makes sense. I thought we'd start with how we met from your point of view and then how we met from my point of view. And then we can discuss which one's better. Or which one we'd get rid of altogether.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
How we met?
Yeah, from your point of view.
I mean, we met on a dating app, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Which dating app?
Was it Hinge?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah.
And then we met in person?
All right, no, but you're such a man. Honestly, typical. So recently we were talking about this, how a man will just give you like the basics and a woman will tell you everything. So pretend in this scenario, you are a woman talking to another woman and talk me through how we met.
Or
the story of us then, not just how we met. Where were you in life? What made you go to Hinge? What made you... were we swiping right at this point? Because Hinge was slightly different. I hadn't really used Hinge.
I can't really remember.
All right, let's say you swiped right. What made you swipe right? What were your first impressions? That type of thing.
Honestly, I don't remember too much about like before we met or even the lead up to meeting.
And why? Because I think that's important.
Well, I just don't. I mean...
trauma. Well, you dated as well. So it's not like you weren't dating.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So what made you decide you wanted to date?
I didn't want to die alone.
I know we're laughing, but that's a genuine thing. People don't want to be lonely. All right, I think it's better if I just ask you leading questions. Okay. Because the funny thing is, we were just talking about this, but for someone that has done psychology and has been a counsellor, you are very bad about talking about yourself. So I'll ask you the questions.
Yeah, but I genuinely don't remember much about before we actually met.
Because I'm such a ray of sunshine in your life that everything else has been swept away.
Of course.
Okay, so from my recollection, you were dating before, here and there.
Yeah.
And obviously they hadn't gone right.
Nope.
And what were you looking for at that time? Not just to not die alone.
Well, I was looking for a relationship, a partner, a companion.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
And what made you use a dating app?
Because I am not the sort of person who would approach somebody in public.
Okay.
That makes it sound like I look through the window. But as some people do, as we often see, perhaps more in like an American like TV show or something, for example, where someone will just go up and like ask for a start a conversation, ask for a phone number. There was no way I was ever gonna do that.
And do you think that, actually no, I'll leave this question for later on when we are talking about choosing one. Okay, so I think you asked for the date itself. So I get you might not remember all the bits leading up to it, but you asked for the date. And what made you ask me out on a date?
Well, I obviously liked you. But again, I don't know.
Oh, this is so riveting. Okay. You can't remember what made you ask me out, but clearly there was something that seemed good about me.
Yeah.
And then our first impressions. So we met, our first date was at Established, and I parked the opposite side of town, so I was walking up to you and you were waiting.
Of course, you parked miles away.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to pay.
But you park miles away, even in Tesco?
Oh, no, I don't. Anyway, right, that's later on. Right, so first impression, I'm walking down the street. What do you think?
I guess I remember I liked what you were wearing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a nice big bright smile whenever we laid eyes on each other.
Oh, that sounds cute. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought you looked good. I liked what you were wearing. You had a nice smile. You seemed friendly.
And what was I wearing?
Your green coat. Probably black jeans and your Puma sneakers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I can't remember what type I would have been wearing.
Maybe white.
Yeah, you're right. Because I wore the one that doesn't have the shoulders on it. Wild. Nice. Okay, and first impressions, you thought? Because obviously we sat and talked for a long time.
What's just how you line my first impressions?
No, as in, that's you meeting me, but as in, where then we go inside, they sit us at the window, we sit talking for a bit, you get a coffee, I get a hot chocolate, and then obviously after that you decided you wanted to see me again, but what made you want to see me again after we'd talked?
Well, we seemed to get on. You know, we talked for a good few hours, and it didn't seem like it seemed like it was going well, we seemed to get along.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never, like, conversation was never really stilted in any way.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you feel like you're searching for something to say.
Yeah.
Like, I never really felt that.
Me too.
And you didn't do grocery shopping.
Yeah, so we had a date where a girl took you grocery shopping. Like, just walking around with a trolley. That was wild. You did suggest the date, so you were in control of that one.
Yeah, but I didn't suggest we would go. Oh, you mean our date?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously we've now been together.
Although, wait.
Oh, go on.
Didn't you ask for, like, a hot chocolate or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but it's a coffee, please.
Yeah, because if I drink coffee and it's not decaf, I wasn't going to go on a first date and have an upset stomach.
Already, that's fair enough.
I'd not eaten anything. And I wasn't in the best of moods that day. Like, Mlenga convinced me to leave the house. So I feel like a hot chocolate was a safe bet, but it was that's the type of hot chocolate that I feel like, you know, coffee connoisseurs would be like, oh, dark chocolate. Whereas I just wanted a sweet hot chocolate.
I think you even asked for syrup, didn't you?
Yeah, and they didn't have it.
No.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? But since then, I've had it again, and it's all right, but I've been getting other drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your version of events. Very detailed. My version of events. So where was I in life? So March, I'd ended a 5.5-year relationship, except I knew it was over before that. I'd just clung on for a long time. I'd been in therapy, and my therapist had told me to start looking at, rather than a list of what I was looking for, create a list of what I didn't want. So, for example, in the past, I wouldn't have dated a smoker, and I realised that I cared more about someone that drank than someone that smoked. because smoking is something that most people realize that like
it's great.
They should quit. No, but smoking something that people realize they can quit. So I had this list of absolute no's, and at that time, I'd gone on a few dates, had some horror dates, had some decent ones, but I was just in the mindset of, let me just get back out here. But I very much felt like all the work I'd been doing in therapy had led me to a point of, I can either follow through the past couple of years of work I've been doing and actually be with someone that I deserve and deserves me, or I can keep repeating the same patterns. So just before you, I was tempted by someone I'd kind of dated before, but they'd not grown in any kind of way. And it was, I was in that position where it was like, okay, I know that I'm an adult. No matter what someone's looking for, as long as they're clear in what they're looking for, then I can deal with then what that is, whether it's something serious or not. And I didn't care about being in a serious relationship because in my mind, I thought, I've just come out of a serious long-term relationship. I'm like, let's just see how things go. So yeah, my version of that was, I remember talking to someone on Hinge where I was like, I remember being in therapy going, I don't want to date someone that has mental health issues because I can just see us triggering each other and we're not going to be able to communicate. And I've just made this list and I've been talking to this person and I just remember thinking, I'm not even excited to like talk to you. Like, I want to be a nice person, but also dating, this isn't exciting me. And then you popped up and I remember looking at your pictures and thinking, they're not the, like, they weren't the clearest pictures, but I could see your character in them and like how you joke about. So one of them, like, you were flipping someone off. Another one, you'd gone somewhere and you were sat on a bench and it was outside, I don't know if it was outside Botanic or what it was, and one of them you were wearing a purple shirt. So I just remember thinking, okay, I can't clearly see him, they're not the best pictures, but one of the things I'd said was I wanted someone that would fill out their bio, like they're gonna be intentional from the beginning with everything that they do. If they're not intentional from the beginning, not doing it. So the way you filled out your bio is what made me then go, okay, let's start talking. And then we started chatting on WhatsApp. And yeah, me walking down the street and seeing you, I just remember thinking, lovely hair, great shoes, because you had your Nikes on. I was like, thank God. And then you had your green coat, the trench coaty type thing. Now you say no, but that's what I remember.
No, I wasn't wearing that.
And your bag, your over the cross bag, wherever that is, it's in here somewhere. That's what I remember. And I remember the same as you, chatting for hours about when we talked about some really deep things, because in my mind, I was like, some FYI, the first date we went on, I remember my brother had said to me, you're looking for a unicorn and unicorns don't exist. You need to lower expectations. And I was like, no, I'd rather date about and be on my own than lower my expectations and end up in the same kind of situation. So I'd originally wanted to cancel our first date because it was my ex's birthday. And I was like, I just don't want to leave the house. So one, I met you. I was like, I'm going how I'm comfortable. I had no makeup on. Like I said, I was comfortable in what I was wearing. The chat with you, I just remember thinking, because my brother had said, either you're going to meet someone where you're going to go, thank God I came, or it's going to distract you for a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember whilst we were talking, none of that was even on my mind. It was hours of chat. We walked through town. And I remember you walking me to my car, even though when we were sat talking after we left Established, we were right next to your bus stop. So you walked back across town to walk me back to my car. And we talked about like comic books and just life, everything. And I remember back then thinking, that was just so nice. Like, you were someone that, like, I'd been on some nice dates, but I hadn't been on a date where someone talked to me in a way that felt like there was a spark there, but there was also a level of, I can see this person really being like my friend. And that's what I'd been looking for. Like, that's what I'd not seen. And straight away, like, I remember leaving and texting him straight away, Mlinga. And I was just in a good mood. I just thought, this is great. So yeah, that's my version of it. And where we are now, obviously, we now live together. All good?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so obviously we've talked about Hinge in terms of dating apps. And you said that you don't think you're the type of person that would go up to someone and ask for the number. Do I feel like I would? Do you know what? I am a ballsy person. I've always been a ballsy person.
I feel like that's something you could do.
Yeah.
Whether or not you have or would. But I feel like it's something you could do.
Yeah, because I once told one of my brother's friends on a night out, we were walking and he was walking the opposite way. I was like, you are so good looking. And he was like, what the hell? And my brother was like, what the hell? Now, he was older than him, but... So, I guess I've just always been one of those people that... The reason that I used dating apps was because it's more convenient. However, my experience of dating apps was shambolic every time I've been on dating apps. Because for me, it was just the fetishization. Being fetishized. Just the stupid things that people would say to you as well. And then a lot of the times, especially like this time I was single, I'd like wake up in the morning, someone wouldn't have bothered saying anything. And then at 3 o'clock, they'd have sent me a message. And that's the type of stuff I don't want. I don't like. So for me, the pros and cons of dating were, I'm so busy that I can't go out and meet people. Plus, where am I going to meet them? Because I don't want to meet them in a bar, because one of the things I don't want is someone that really drinks. And on the flip side of that, okay, if I'm going to use dating apps, I've just got to believe that somewhere out there is going to be one person that thinks the way that I do and is looking for something long term. So I've just got to hold out for that. So for you, how do you feel about dating apps in general?
I thought Hinge was better in a sense because there was just more information.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a picture. I feel like it allowed you to, I guess, give a little bit more of who you are as a person and your personality.
Yeah.
Rather than just a picture.
And a short bio.
Yeah. Whereas on, like, one of the things that used to crack me up about Tinder was you just have a picture and below it would just say, no ugly guys. For example.
Yeah.
And I feel like the likes of Tinder just made it, it was just very superficial. Like, it just made it seem like a game or something. I mean, like I said, I think Hinge is probably better suited to me. And maybe even better suited to people who actually wanted to, like, try and meet somebody and, like, have a relationship. And I guess somebody like me who maybe is a bit more reserved, I guess it gives a way to open the door rather than like seeing somebody you like in public and ultimately talking yourself out of going to speak to that person.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Although the outcome was positive, I didn't really like, I guess, the undertones of it all, and that, like I said, Tinder was just very superficial, and it always sort of felt like you were just another swipe away from, like, not seeing that person again, for example.
Yeah.
Whereas, like I said, Hinge seemed a bit more suited to me, and like it gave you a bit better of an idea of the person that you were. Maybe I mean, I guess ultimately they all start with a picture of somebody, and that's the same in real life. You see somebody, you think they look good, and then maybe you want to go and talk to them, but it just allowed you to have more information to base your decision on.
Yeah.
Rather than just a picture.
Did you try Bumble?
I think so.
Yeah, because Bumble, then the girl has to speak to you first. So you don't really remember that?
No.
I quite liked Bumble for that fact.
Although the first time I used Tinder, I think I had set what I was looking for to everyone and woke up one day to like hundreds of likes. I was like, I'll just, like, you know, the way you can like pay to see who's liked you or whatever, and it was just all dudes.
Everyone. I thought you meant every age. I was
in. No, everybody. And it was just all guys.
That's so funny.
So.
Yeah, I do get you, though, because I feel like whilst I had a good experience on Tinder and on Hinge, for me, I was on Tinder for a while, the first time, and that ended in a long-term relationship. But Hinge, I guess like you've said, I was looking for someone more intentional and that could give more information, and that's what you did and that's what you were looking for. So that quickly matched there. Okay, so how would you then feel if it was like speed dating, that type of thing, and it was organized?
Yeah, I guess it maybe would have given that a go. Because I guess the idea of speed dating is that, like, it takes some of the jeopardy out of it. It's the same thing, just in person, right?
Yeah.
But there's less jeopardy in that, well, we're both here for the same thing.
Mm.
Whereas if you approach somebody in the street just going about their business, like, to me, there's more jeopardy of rejection.
But also some men are intimidated by a very forward person. Like, I found when I was dating, I was intentionally in what I was doing, so I knew what I was looking for. But to outline that, I once had a guy that basically told me I was weird because I said, just tell me what you're looking for. I'm an adult. And then once I know, at least I know what to, like, if you're looking for something long-term, I can go, okay, this could turn long-term. Whereas if you're not, in my mind, like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that I can't go on dates or that type of thing. So I also feel like there's a level of, like, how would you have felt if we were out and about on a night out? I know we'd, like, that's the other thing. I think that online dating helped people cross paths that probably wouldn't normally cross paths. Me and you consistently cross paths for the past few years. And yet.
Well, we don't know that.
But we do know that because all I had to do was be at my mum and dad's and you be at home going into town or.
Well.
And then you going to Wonks again, me being at the top of the road. So, by logic, we've crossed paths a few times at least and just would have never realised it, but we'd have never gone into the same settings in terms of, like, nightclubs, maybe restaurants and cafes. We might have found, like, the same thing. But let's say you're in established, you're sat on your own, and I come up to you. Like, how would that have made you feel?
I guess surprised.
Mm.
I don't feel like I have the most approachable face when I'm just sitting on my own.
Well, I get told the same, but you say no.
Yeah, but I guess of the two of us.
I've literally been told I've got a resting bitch face.
Maybe. Multiple times. Yeah, I guess surprised.
And would it have put you off, or would you have been like, oh, that's a bit weird?
No.
Okay.
Just because I wouldn't do it doesn't mean it's weird.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's more of a reflection on me than somebody who would approach somebody in that way.
Mm.
So no, I wouldn't have found it weird. I just would have found it surprising and that what about my face said, come and approach me.
Mm. I feel like I'd have had more, I'm more confident if I've had a drink. So it would have needed to be like a night out, in which case wouldn't have even been in the same place.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like if I hadn't met you when I did, I can imagine myself being out and about and just starting a conversation, or if a conversation had started, like, allowing it to carry on. I feel like I'm more confident in myself for that now. Because even when I go out on my own now, I'm like, I don't find that weird. I quite enjoy it. And sometimes people do talk to you and you're like, okay, but I want to be on my own. Or, that was interesting. So which one are you for? Which one would you get rid of?
I mean, I guess in an ideal world, people would meet in person in the real world. But for me, I guess dating apps suited me because, like I said, it open the door, like it gives you an in with somebody. So,
but also there are different ways to meet in person. So let's say being devil's advocate, we've talked about one idea of like speed dating. What if it was through your friends, through family? Like, would you have been set? Like, would you have happily been set up with someone? Really?
Absolutely not.
What if Aunt Michelle turned around and said, "Oh, I've got a nice girl that I think could be good." Would you have taken them out?
I would need more information.
Okay. But everyone else knew.
Yeah.
Okay. So really online was more for you.
Yeah.
So, and why wouldn't you trust your friends? Not that you don't trust your friends in general, but you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know that it's a case of not trusting them, but I guess it's on someone else's terms.
Mm.
Whereas, to a degree, dating apps are on your own terms.
Yeah, that's true.
As much as it can be. I suppose, I wonder, has it now got to a point where it's weird for somebody to approach somebody in person now?
Yeah.
Or they see somebody they like in real life and then go on dating apps and try and find them on there. Or I guess find their Instagram. Mm.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that.
But to me, that's weirder.
But I've also heard of people that would go, you know, like to being, they're Trader Joe's, like these are Americans, but like our equivalent would be B&Q on a Saturday morning. They go to B&Q, the mum tells them to go to B&Q because that's where the handymen are, the ones that wake up in the morning to get stuff done during the day.
Would.
But, so there are people that do actively also like find places, because the other thing is, where do you meet people? Number one, you don't want to meet people all the time in bars, because again, setting your intentions, again, not saying there's anything wrong with like hooking up on a first date or doing anything like that, but depending on how you want things to be, there's normally an assumption that if you meet someone on a night out, that something's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, there's that whole thing of like the supermarket, isn't there? You see like sitcoms and stuff or whatever, like people meeting in the supermarket.
I wonder if that does happen. I know we went to a comedy night where a guy did know a girl at school and then they met again and she worked in the supermarket and that's how they started going out.
Yeah, but he asked, like he just went up to her and asked her out. And what, they were like early 20s. Even in my early 20s, I would never have done that.
Really? Do you know what? The more we talk, the more, because I feel like I'm ignoring a lot of my negative dating experiences. And like I've said, a lot of it was just not being treated as a human being. And it was things like, have you been with a white guy? Like, what does it matter to you?
Mm.
So I feel like in the past, I have met people through friends and that worked quite well for me. I have met people on dating apps, but I think I enjoy, if I was to date again and it was easier to not use apps, I think I would be the type of person that, like Joxer, I keep seeing they put, like nights on for like dating. I think that's the type of stuff that I'd have probably started trying to go towards, or I'd have started going to places where if I was looking for a particular type of man, like a golf club. But do you know what I mean?
Not the darts.
Not the darts. But again, I know that there are some women that will go out to expensive bars and will just sit there and wait for a guy to come and talk to them. So again, not bashing any of that, like each to their own. But I think I would have gone down the route of choosing the types of places that I would want to spend recreational time in and then hoping for the best, but also hoping to be set up by a friend. Because I think in the past, I can't lie, yes, the relationships haven't lasted, but my friends have been quite solid in not always intentionally setting you up, but just because they, like if we've gone on a night out or gone to do something, they've invited the type of person that would fit into that situation anyway. So automatically, like you're saying, it's like it might not be that it's on a dating way, but you start with a friendship and there's that intention of we are people that can spend time together. Because the dating apps were just, I find that really, that process just draining. And it's that whole, like you said about swiping, you might like you miss a swipe and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to swipe that person, and then you are tempted to pay. And then it just brings up this whole other stuff where it's like, you easily, I guess because I also work in marketing, I've always had that thought in my mind of, like, we're all so easily manipulated. And they've done it in that way where we're getting instant gratification with a swiping. So nothing is good enough there. And even some of the people I'd be talking to, it's like, all right, I know you're talking to other people, but it's like you're also holding out for something else. Like, why can't this situation right now be good enough? See it through and then move along. Like, I even had one guy that was like, why didn't you just ghost me when I said, like, I'm not feeling this? And I just thought, what kind of an answer is that to give someone that's trying to let you down gently, but also at least let you know that it's not you? Because I feel like that whole culture of ghosting and not knowing where people stand, if I think you're an intentional person, so we never had to worry about that. However, there are people out there that do want to play a game or aren't, just want to see what's out there, and they're not going to be intentional, so they'll keep things from women there or men there just in case something else does come up. And again, not saying that you can't date multiple people at once, but then there'll be men that be mad that whilst they're on dating apps and they're dating other people, the girl that they're dating says, oh, I'm doing the same thing, and then they're mad at that. So there's just this whole, I think there's a blurred line that's being created that makes it really difficult to understand someone's intentions. And whilst I told myself, I trust that I'm going to meet someone that will, I was really looking how quickly I met you. But also that could have taken months to happen and months to get to that place, and that would have messed with my mind.
I feel like dishonesty is built into some of them though, isn't it? Because I don't ever recall anyone ever having on their profile that they were just looking for like a physical relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
But presumably some people were on there for that.
Yeah.
But did you ever see any men who had put on that's just what they wanted?
I actually had, but very rarely.
But I wonder then how many swipes they actually got. Because how many women are going to go, oh yeah, that's what I want, and then tell the guy? Because does the guy really want, in his own mind, maybe they do, but I wonder how a guy would feel if a woman then messes him and is like, yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah. That freaks people out as well.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it allows people in the main to actually be honest about their intentions.
Yeah.
I suppose my intentions were that I wanted to find a relationship, so it wasn't, it's easier that way, but the other side of it, I don't ever recall anyone just putting up that they didn't want a relationship, like a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I don't really think it's something that girls put on there.
I don't think it's something anybody puts on there.
No, but like I said, I've seen some guys do it. Not many, but again,
like, I wonder how successful they are.
But some of them are, if they're just looking for a hookup, again, like I said, there'd be people that you'd wake up and you'd go, well, clearly that was your intention because we've not talked and you messaged me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So that would have happened then. And I do know of people that would, like girls that also would have gone down that path, which again, like I'm saying, no judgment whatsoever, each their own. But like you're saying on the flip side of it, I think it end up being that certain apps are known for hookups versus longer term. So Tinder, most people look at that as, well, it's not a dating app. They look at it as a hookup app. Whereas Bumble, for example, I always wondered why some men were on Bumble, because you're waiting for a girl to talk to you first, and the girl does talk to you first. And again, I'd have been on Tinder and whatever else talking to someone first because I was like, I'm not going to waste my time. I will sometimes wait and see if someone chats to you first, but if I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. And then some people wouldn't reply. And it's like, well, what are you doing? Because now you're just wasting both our time. So yeah, anyway, so basically it's all about people's intentions, and people aren't always honest with their intentions and don't always know. They think they know what they want. I think there's also here, what I noticed was there was a level of, how's the best way to say this? Saying that they knew what they wanted and then meeting someone that could go, okay, if that's what you want, these are my boundaries, what are your boundaries? And that freaks them out. So I also feel like there's that level of men that want to be in control,
or think they want to be in control until someone just tries to communicate something with them in a healthy way. And then it's like, oh, that's too much. So, well, if you think that's too much, then there's a problem there. So, yeah, in person for me.
I suppose I would say, thinking of people like me, I would say keep the date not.
Yeah.
Because then they'll never meet somebody in real life.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I guess that's why in my mind, it would just be, if it was in person, it's more intentional. So things like nights that are put on specifically. Because again, I do think that for everyone that isn't the most confident person, you do push yourself a little bit in different ways. So if everyone was, if most people were like, that's not really working, what would the next option be? Like, there are things that are put on, you do start to look for other options. And again, not saying go to like a dating night or a dance class or that type of thing, but it also gets you out of the house. And like, I think there's an intentional way of doing it where you're doing it for you to get out of the house, but also if something does come of it, great, I can also meet someone. I'm practicing those skills, because again, even the skill of being able to sit and chat, like I was on dates where people just couldn't have a conversation and just sat there going, but by text you seemed all right. But as soon as you're in person, you can't even have... I think with me and you, what I also remember is, I remember being sat on the bench with you, and there was a point where we weren't talking, and I was like, this isn't awkward. Like, it just felt comfortable. So I think there's also that element of people aren't very comfortable with themselves. So when there's a silence in real life, that does not work well for them. Whereas if it's, you're texting, you can put your phone down for a little bit, and like that's okay. Should we end it there?
Yeah.
Well, at least we don't have to go through all that again. I was thinking about this the other day. I would hate having to go through all that again.
Yeah.
It'd be absolutely horrible. Because it's just, and the amount of people, especially on our TikTok page, that are like, you're giving me hope, but it's absolute shambles out there. I completely get it. Because I'm like, if that's what I experienced... I don't know, it's 2 years ago now, was it? 2 years ago, and then what, 6, 7 years ago, or 8 years ago. It's only getting worse. And people's attention spans are even shorter. There's just, people don't actually want a connection. Like, it's, yeah. So, for those of you out there struggling, good luck. Glad it's not me.
Yeah.
Right, we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Well, thank you for leaving your comments, leaving your suggestions, liking, subscribing, all the bits that you do. Keep doing it. And yeah, pass on our podcast to people, because...
Force them.
Force them.
Hold them down. Shine a light in their eyes.
Make sure they watch or listen to our podcast and engage on our content. Yeah. And yeah, anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.